DPS graduates 104 new Texas state troopers. Texas Border Business, Austin, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, welcomed 104 new Texas Highway Patrol troopers from recruit class B2025 during a graduation ceremony at Great Hills Baptist Church in Austin. This is the department's 179th graduating class. Former Deputy Director Robert J. Duke Bodish Sr. delivered the keynote address to the class and their families. Bodish retired from DPS in 2018 after serving as Chief of Staff, Assistant Director of Texas Homeland Security, and eventually Deputy Director. He also served in the United States Marine Corps and the Texas State Guard, where he attained the rank of Major General. B2025 is a unique class. You are all experienced law enforcement officers with a wide variety of experiences and backgrounds, said Robert J. Bodish. This makes you even more valuable to the department and to the safety and security of the citizens of Texas. Also in attendance were members of the Public Safety Commission, including Chairman Stephen P. Mock and Commissioners Nelda Luce Blair and Larry B. Long, as well as DPS Colonel Freeman F. Martin and other department leadership. This graduating class is made up of men and women who have already dedicated their careers to protecting others, and today they have chosen to continue that legacy of service in the Texas TAN, said DPS Colonel Freeman F. Martin. Their decision to bring their experience and commitment to the Texas Department of Public Safety is an incredible honor, and we are proud to welcome them into the DPS family. 1,158 people applied for this class, and of those, only 129 people were offered a spot in Class B2025, which began on June 1. Just 119 people started the class, and only 104 completed the 14-week training academy to graduate and become troopers. During the 14-week in-resident training academy, recruits receive more than 554 hours of instruction. The comprehensive training comes from experts on various topics, including criminal and traffic law enforcement, crash investigation, crisis intervention, use of force, criminal investigations, communications, cultural diversity, fitness and wellness, and emergency medical assistance. Recruits also receive components of the tactical emergency casualty care training to include trauma assessment, bleeding control, and treatment of shock. The training prepares them to work as a highway patrol trooper anywhere in the state, including in remote areas and extreme terrains. Recruits conclude their rigorous training with the field training exercise, FTX, a culmination of scenarios and training events that simulate a potential day in the life of a Texas state trooper. Utilizing the skills and knowledge obtained throughout the training academy, recruits participate in approximately 25 scenarios ranging from vehicle pursuits to compliant driver traffic stops. This week, Class B2025 concluded its time in the DPS Training Academy with the Legacy Run. The 4-mile run departed early Wednesday morning from DPS headquarters and ended at the Texas State Capitol. DPS first implemented the run, which was originally an 8-mile route, in 2008 as a way to mark the completion of the Training Academy. DPS recruits are accompanied by their instructors, members of DPS leadership, and oftentimes DPS retirees. Here are some other class highlights. 95 males, 9 females, ages ranging from 24 to 5,121 military veterans, 54 speak more than one language. The newly commissioned troopers will report to their duty stations across Texas on September 28. #HQ2025-89 First name, email.